Yeah! NBA Australia, how you gone? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Friday, March 16. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know what's going on in the NBA right now. Who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball, all while repping Australia, mate. And it's Friday. How good is that? TGIF, am I right? Fuck oath. All right, man, we're wrapping all nine NBA games from last night. Plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going. And the best part is, we get to add Dante Exum to that. Dante! Woo! We've also got a new segment, Outback Takehouse. You want some more shrimp with your take? And it's Friday, so we add to our Luke Longley All-Stars, offer up our Dickhead of the Week, and preview every single NBA game for the entire weekend. That's all 21 games. We'll talk some shit about March Madness, and we'll finish up with a new Cooking with Bainesy. It's awesome. Let's get to it. Not going to screw around anymore. Let's go. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is the daily whip around. It's what we do every day here in NBA Australia, isn't it? Any news? Nah, it's all good. So let's just get to the games, should we? Oh, yeah, I reckon. Fuck oath. Nine games on Thursday night, which is pretty weird because they're like, oh, the NCAA tournament's on? Fuck the NCAA tournament. We're going to put on nine games as opposed to our usual, like, two or four. So the Tankapalooza teams last night go 1-4. The one win was the Bulls beating another Tankapalooza team. We'll talk about that in a second. Raptors, they go into Indiana and beat the Pacers 106-99. The Pacers just couldn't get over the hump here. They were up 8 at the half, then faded. As the old Raps there just flexed, mate. Just went, yeah, what do you reckon about that? And everyone's like, oh shit, the Raps are good. Victor Oladipo! Didn't have a great one. 18 points on 19 shots. 5 rebounds. 1-4 from 3. Ouch. As mentioned, all the way through this week, Victor hasn't looked quite as good in the second half of the season as the NBA defenses have gone, oh, wait, this guy's good. Maybe we should sort of plan for that. What do you reckon? And they were like, oh, yeah, shit, maybe we should. And Victor's suddenly taking a lot fucking tapper shots. 20 for Al Jeff off the bench. 22 for Collison also. Miles Turner didn't have a good one, left early, 2 points in 20 minutes. Raps, 16-6 for Big Booty, Kyle Lowry.
DeRozan kid
had 24 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. My name is Jonas though. He is killing it, 17-16, 4 blocks. Dude is balling out. That big old Lithuanian. CJ Miles looked like he hurt himself as well, but the Raps, man, they just keep on rolling. That is a ridiculous 10 straight for the Raps. Good on you, Canada. Sure. Hornets, they went into Atlanta and beat the Hawks. They really did. This is the Dwight Bowler Bowl. Remember how we're talking about the Dwight herpes yesterday where it, like, you think you get rid of it, but it just never leaves you. That's what Dwight Howard is. Unless you're Houston. Atlanta, 21-8 for That's a Tall Cocktail. John Collins, 22 for Taurine, the Red Bull Prince. And the best part was another great classic German Rondo line. 17 points on 18 shots for Dennis Schröder. I will take 18 shots. There's nothing you can say. Nice one. Hornets, revenge game for Dwight Howard, though. 33 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Not bloody bad. Kemba with 24 points. 8 assists for Kemba Walker. And then,
Do you want me to have a good game? My name is Nick Batum. How about I have another triple-double?
He had the Jason Kidd triple-double. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 16 assists, did Frenchie Batum. Your cheese-eating surrender monkey, good job. 7 double-point scorers for the Hornets. Good tanking Hawks. Sixers go into New York and beat the New York Knickerbockers of New York City in Madison Square Garden. I might not entirely sure if you've heard, but it is the world's most famous arena. 118 to 110. Close one. This was super entertaining to the end as well. The Knicks led most of the way. And Embiid went crazy in the fourth. It's also weird that it was close, considering that the Knicks have like four NBA players. Speaking of which, the Knicks. Super cool bees! What's going on, super cool bees? How you doing over there, mate? Oh, yeah, I'm not bad, bro. Ah, there we go. There's Michael Beasley right there. Nailed it. Classic super cool bees, though. 24 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, and fouled out. I love it so much. 14 and 10 for Enos the Penis Cantor. Manny Moutier, 12 points, 4 assists. And yes, we'll talk about Frankie Nicotine moving back to the bench a little bit later. Classic Knicks. How about the Sixers, though? Come on, Big Simo! 8th triple-double. About 40 yams on his way to 13 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Absolutely unbelievable. The best part was he snatched the 10th rebound away from Covington. Real quick smart. He's like, oi, oi, that's fucking mine, dickhead. Fuck off. Robert Covington's like, oh shit, sorry, bro. He's like, yeah, fuck off, Robert. Joel Embiid killed the Knicks. He had 29 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 blocks. 21 for the homie Dario Saric as well. Redick out there crushing at 18 points, including the dagger to seal this late and to put the Sixers back up 4. That's why you pay a guy $22 million a year, yo, right there. The Sixers absolutely cruising at the moment, just like keeping on, 5-5 in their last 10, smashing it. But it was good to see Simo go into MSG and kick some fucking ass. Clips, they go into Houston and lose the Tunnel Crew. They couldn't tunnel their way to a win or another locker room. They couldn't do anything, the Clips. 101, the Rockets just survive this. They survive a late run, eke it out. Rocks just doing enough to win now. Clips, they lose and slip out of the eight now, thanks to having won less games. You need to win more games of the teams ahead of you to keep moving up. 29 for Tobias Harris there for the Clips. 20 for that little shit, Austin Rivers. 8-18 for Dujay. And while for the Rockets, you had 24 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds for fast Jimmy Harden. 11-4-3 for CP3 on 3 of 13 shooting. That's a lot of threes. Good job. 23 for Eric Gordon. More threes. Clint Capella! 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 blocks. The Swiss miss. Holy shit. Unbelievable. The Rockets now 35-2 with Jimmy Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capella. 35-2. That's fucking insane. Jesus. Also insane. The Grizzlies, they lose at home to the Bulls in an amazing last sequence. Basically, they were up. They were like, finally, we're going to snap this like 18-game losing streak. And the Bulls like, hey, man, we're not even trying to win. The Grizzlies like, hey, we've got like all of our starters out here. And the Bulls like, hey, seriously, we're not trying to win. We're not, God, no, don't foul out. Ah, Antonio Blakeney, right? Makes 2 of 3 free throws with 1.8 seconds left because Tyreke Evans fucking fouled the guy. And the Bulls win a game they didn't want to win. And then the Grizz desperately wanted to win. That's 19 straight losses. There are 18. The members like, hey, man, we don't want to win. Fuck, we don't want to lose 19 straight. Chicago, dude, we don't want to win. So here, take it. And Tyreke Evans fouls Antonio Blakeney on a three-pointer attempt. Are you fucking kidding me, Tyreke Evans? The final play, Memphis get the ball to Marc Gasol. Goes to this baseline fadeaway. Looks good. Ah, it doesn't go in. Jermichael Green tips it in, but it was after the horn. No good. I think it was also basket interference. What are you going to do? So 21-10-8 for Marc Gasol, the coach killer. Yeah, they're giving it his all. 19 straight losses. 25 for Tyreke Evans and a dumb foul. 15 for Jermichael Green and Dylan Brooks. And hey, at least Chandler Parsons played 6 minutes. And Ben McLemore, their big offseason signing, he played 8 minutes and scored 0 points. Yeah, David Fizdale was the problem in Memphis. You fucking idiots. Bulls tanking by starting Noah Vonleh and finishing up with just like an absolute shit show of a lineup. It was legitimately classic. Like, the Bulls just, I don't know, man. It's kind of fun. I love it. I just love that they're going tanking. Like, just so fucking hard. Fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. Rearranging faces. Scoring 17 points. 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 15 for Denzel! And Zach LaVine, looking okay still, 25-4. Good job. Pelicans, they lose to the Spurs in San Antonio. How about just San Antonio?
tasty. Crucial game for the Spurs. They needed that one. The Pels, Anthony Davis had 21, 14, and 2 blocks, but fouled out. 24 for Jrue Holiday. Nikola Face Mirotić, the man who got his face rearranged by fighting Bobby Portis. Not great. 6 points on 12 shots. Yeah, that's not going to get you over the hump, mate. Spurs, they only shoot 26 from 3, but still win. Thanks to 25-7-3 for LaMarcus Aldridge. Took 27 shots to get 25 points, though. Not great. DeJounte Murray. You reckon he knows he's a point guard? 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 0 assists. I like DeJounte Murray, but mate, come on. Get an assist. 11 points from Manu Ginobili. Patty Mills hits 3 or 4 crucial free throws at the death to win this. And the Spurs jump back into 8th spot thanks to this win and the Clippers' loss. They're now 2 wins up on the Clips and tied on losses. Not bloody bad. Speaking of at the end of the West playoff picture, the Pistons, they lose to the Nuggets in Denver. The Nugs needed to win that one. Blake, he has 26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, and Andre Drummond has 21 and 17 for the Pistons. Nikola Jokic, another triple-double. He's 6 for the year, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Out there crushing it. Paul Millsap, 14, 4, and 3. Jam and Jamal Murray, 26 and 23 for Will the Thrill Barton off the bench. The Nugs, though, just can't get back above the Clips and the Spurs and the Jazz. They're in 10th at 38 and 31. They are only basically a game back from both the Jazz and Spurs, but they've lost one more game than them. So it's a bit tough. Speaking of the Jazz, oh, the feel-good story of the year. Suns 88, Jazz win 116, and Dante Exum is back, son of Cecil, against the team that injured him and son up the summer league. Fuck you, TJ Warren. Yeah, if anyone wondered why I hated TJ Warren throughout the year, this is the reason. Suns, Devin Booker has 12 points on 18 shots. Yeah, it's not good. 17 and 9 for rookie Josh Pacey Jackson. Whatever, who gives a fuck about the Suns at this point, right? Apart from the fact that they fucking tried to fight Ricky fucking Rubio, you little pricks. Fuck you, Marquise Chris, you dickhead. 4-point scoring flog who gets tossed. The best part is Joe Ingles tried to fight all of them, told them all to get fucked. This is classic. Classic Happy Valley. Classic fucking Port Adelaide. Get stuck in, Joe. Loved it. So Ricky Rubio, Ricky Tiki Tata, just out there. He's like, hey, fuck off. And then Marquise Chris blindsides the poor bugger, knocks him over, and it's on. Loved it. Ricky, great hair. Not great at throwing hands. Tell you that much. Know who will throw hands? The Jingler, Joe Ingles. 17 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Absolutely crushing. And Dante, double figures in his return. Absolutely amazing. 10 points in fuck all minutes. Very, very good. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And Rudy Gobert, I am the Staffel Tower. 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Jazz. Keep on motoring. That is their 8th straight win. They've won 20 of 22. They're 19 of their last 22 games. They've had a defensive rating of 101 or below. Unbelievable. They're now 28 and 15 when Rudy plays. And their defense has had a rating of 19 or below in 5 of their last 6 games. They are coming together. I love it. Ah, jeez. I'm all fired up. And the best part was, we'll talk about the Jingler and Dante later, but Jingler donating a pair of amazing eyesight glasses for a kid with partial blindness, and the kid was actually able to come to the game, sat in the booth. Jingler gave him a nice big old hug, chatted to him before the game. It's fucking touching. Go watch the video. Very good. Jingler, you're a legend. Anyone who says otherwise, I'm a fighter. All right, last game of the night. It was a classic too. Well, not a classic, but it was pretty fucking good. Cavs 105, lose to Portland 113. Awesome late game. This is very, very, very fun. 11 straight wins for the Blazers. Held them off at the end there. LeBron killed Yusuf Nurkic there.
It wasn't me. I get killed. Oh, well. Doesn't mean that LeBron James could now visit Eastern Europe anytime.
It's like, yeah, LeBron, you probably can't visit Eastern Europe anymore. I'm sorry, man. That's what happens. You dunk on Yusuf Nurkic, you're never going to be able to go to, Bosnia. Sorry, dog. LeBron, 35 and 14. 6 assists in 41 minutes. Can't get his team over the hump, though. 14 points to Jordan Clarkson is the next best. J.R. Smith, predictably, shithouse. 27 minutes off the bench, 1 of 3 from the field. Not great. The Blazers, 29 for Siege, 24 points, 9 assists for Dame Dolla. Even though the two of them went 4 of 18 from 3, they controlled the game. Dame just kept hitting big shots when they needed them. It was awesome. The villain, Evan Turner, even had 11, and Mo Harkless had 17. Cavs, the craziest part was, we'll talk about this in a second, but, man, they were there, and then they weren't. But the Blazers just looked fucking awesome, man. Anytime you're like, oh, it's a bit sketchy, they just put Dame and CJ back in and away you go. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Proof Performance of the Night. Oh, it's going to be Big Simo with his 8th triple-double and about 40 yams on the Knicks. 13, 10, and 12. That's his 8th triple-double. That puts him above Magic Johnson and behind only Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles by a rookie. That is fucking awesome. But the performance of the night almost has to go to LeBron and his dunk on fucking Nurkic, which was an absolute fucking ball terror. Killed Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic's family are looking for revenge. It's now a fucking Taken movie. The problem was LeBron also missed a layup with 30 seconds left to get them within three. So, I mean, he's out there carrying his team. He had 35 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. That's a performance, but maybe just this should go to, like, Portland. Them, just killing it. God damn it, man. 11 straight wins. They've got a plus 12.5 point differential since the All-Star break. That is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Good job, Portland. That is our NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Thing is, who's old mate no mates?
Old mate no
mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates. Who's got no mates today? Ah, oh, it's the New York Knickerbockers of New York fucking city for moving Frankie Nicotine, Frank Ntilikina, back to the bench for the Dallas game and then again for this Sixers game. They were like, all right, we're going to make a decision. We're going to start Frankie Nicotine and Emmanuel Mudiay in our backcourt. I mean, what the fuck else are we going to do? We're the Knicks. We're going to lose. We're shit. We're playing for fucking ping pong balls at this point. We're going to develop our players. Then why the fuck is Frankie Nicotine only playing 13 minutes off the bench, you fucking spazzes? 0 of 1 for 0 points for Frankie Nicotine. Get the fuck out of here, Knicks. Good player development, you fucking morons. Ugh, Jesus. I mean, come on, man. Just give the dude some run, would you? I mean, you're 24 and 45. What have you got to lose? Just see how he goes. They're now a half game ahead of Chicago for the 8th place in the lottery standings, which is crazy. This is fucking bananas, man. Really pisses me off. I don't know if you can tell. Thing is, the Knicks have now lost, I believe. That is 9 of their last 10. And I believe that also makes it 17 of their last 18. Oh, Jesus. 9 straight, 17 of their last 18. That is tough. And you're not playing Frankie Smokes, you fucking idiots. All right, let's get to the Tankapalooza 2018 update. How are we doing in the Tankapalooza stakes? Ah, oh, the first tank to roll in is Memphis. Oh, 18 and 50. Oh, Jesus, they're tanking so hard, it's ridiculous. 18 straight, man. That is some beautiful, beautiful tanking. 19 straight, what am I talking about? 19 straight, Jesus. Phoenix are in second, 19 and 51. Atlanta at 20 and 49. Orlando, 21 and 48 in fourth. Brooklyn, that's the Cavs pick, at 21 and 47. Sacramento in sixth at 22 and 47. Then Dallas, 1.5 games up on the Knicks in seven. They're at 22-46. The Knicks are at 8 at 24 and 45. And Chicago, with that win last night over the Grizz, that inadvertent win, at 24 and 44 in ninth. Reckon there's going to be a couple more tie-ups in this. It's weird how it tied up. It's like a fucking accordion at the moment. It's like it all bunches up. It all spreads out as they all play each other a couple of times. It'll all bunch up again too. So there you go. It's a good Tankapalooza update. Let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Yeah, it's Better Than Lonzo Ball. Your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. And of course, he just can't stop doing it. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 23 points, a bunch of yams on the Suns, 10 of 21 shooting, 2 of 7 from 3. I mean, that's not great, but still. 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Led the team when they needed to put the pedal to the metal, and it was amazing to watch. The Suns threatened just a hint, and Donovan's like, ah, I think we got this, and just scored like fucking 8 straight. It was really cool. Lonzo didn't play last night, but don't forget, 4 of 29 on his last bunch of 3-pointers in his last 4 games. Not great. All right, it's Friday. Let's play. Everyone's favorite.
Dickhead of the week.
Oh, mate, Andrew Wiggins, come on, mate. You can't be out there whinging about being the third option and taking more shots than anyone else on your team. That is fucking ridiculous and clear dickhead territory. You're getting paid more than everybody. You're taking more shots than everybody. Don't fucking whinge. And look, if you want to like stop whinging, if you want to whinge about like being the third option, get more than one fucking rebound in a game, which is what you've done like three times in the last five games, you fucking joker. All right, Andrew Wiggins, you're our dickhead of the week. Stop your whinging. All right, let's move on to Yeah Nahs right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man. Y'all ready? It's Yeah Nah. NBA Australia's Yeah Nah, where we take three NBA storylines to decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, Ty Lue and LeBron yelling at each other on the bench last night means that the Cavs are fucked. Yeah Nah. Nah. Look, if I were LeBron, I'd yell at Ty Lue as well. I'd be like, hey, fucko, are you awake? Why am I coaching this team? Yeah, they're fine. Like, I like it when teams yell at each other because it means they fucking care. You don't see anyone in Orlando, like, yelling at each other, do you? No, you fucking don't. Number two, hey, isn't it weird that the focus has completely gone off Markelle Fultz not playing at all despite being 100% healthy and his team going to the playoffs and him being the number one overall pick? I mean, that is pretty fucking weird, isn't it? Yeah, nah. Yes, of course. This is fucking bananas, and it kills me that this isn't a bigger fucking story and just, like, everyone be hammering the fucking Sixers day in, day out and go, hey, fuckheads, what is going on with the number one pick? The number one pick in the NBA draft isn't playing and we don't know fucking why. And you guys don't know fucking why. What the fuck is happening? You know, I feel like that should be a bigger story. Yeah, that's definitely a yeah rather than And all right, third one, Jesus, it's March Madness. Don't forget, we'll talk about this in a second. DeAndre Ayton is good. Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, I guess he is, but if you can't lead your fucking Arizona Wildcats, who are we going to beat? The Wildcats and get beaten by 21 points against the fucking Buffalo Bulls. I don't know, man. I want a little bit more out of my number one pick. 14 points on 13 shots, 13 rebounds for DeAndre Ayton, one steal, one assist, one block. I don't know. Everyone yelling about him being the prospective number one pick. I'm like, fuck that, man. Give me Luka Doncic. He's at least out there fucking kicking ass against grown-ass men as opposed to a bunch of other fucking kids. Just saying. Just saying. All right, let's move on. It's time for the unpopular opinion of the day. Now look at me, please. Look at me. All right. Ugh. God damn, the NC tournament fucking annoys the shit. I mean, yesterday, DeAndre Ayton, prospective number one pick. Trae Young, possible lottery pick. Lonnie Walker, possible lottery pick. All gone in the first fucking round. Basically, we only have like the Duke guys, Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter Jr. and Colin Sexton left after yesterday. And then today, sure. You want to talk about it? Like at 4:30, we've got Texas's Mo Bamba, who could be the second fucking coming of Hashim Thabeet. We just don't know. Looks like a bit of a spud. But can shoot threes, so maybe we'll be okay. And defensively, we'll see how it happens. At 7:10, Michigan State play, so that means we get to see Jaren Jackson and Miles Bridges. And then Missouri and Michael Porter Jr. play at 9:50. I don't know, man. There's not a whole bunch there fucking taking my attention away from the NBA. So there you go. Fuck the NCAA tournament. Woo! All right, you ready for our back takeouts? You want some shrimp on your takes? More shrimp at Outback Takeouts. All right. Not only should Trae Young still go in the top 10 of the NBA draft, despite going out in the first round, he'll also be the best guard in next year's draft class. I mean, sure. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I watched him as like, this guy isn't that good, is he? But yeah, I don't think so. So yeah, tough one, man. Tough one. Oklahoma as well. Jesus Christ. What are those guys doing? Shitting the bed is the actual answer, eh? Not great, bro. Not great. Losing to Rhode Island. I mean, even if they're a 7 seed. Jesus. So Trae Young, though, has 28 points yesterday, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Disappears, though, in overtime, so I don't know. But still, 28 points, not his fault they lost. Fuck off. All right, let's get on to the Australian Play Watch right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, it's the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons in NYC to visit the Mecca, beat the crap out of the Knicks. As mentioned, his 8th triple-double of the year, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, kicked some ass. It was amazing. Now is above Magic Johnson and second behind Big Oscar Robertson for second all-time in rookie triple-doubles. Amazing. Patty Mills win over the Pelicans, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 of 12 shooting, though. 1 of 6 from 3. Jesus, that means Patty is 13 of 44 over his last game, 8 games from 3. Jesus, not great, mate, not great. 13 of 44. Gosh, rough one, I'll tell you, rough one. But did hit his crucial free throws to seal the win. So good job, Patty. Jingling Joe Ingles, absolute fucking dead set legend. Brought the, helped out the, you know, just doing his charitable work and didn't want cameras on him. Mentioned this at the end. He's like, hey, man, I didn't even fucking want cameras there. I'm just like helping out a kid. Jingler, you're a fucking dead set legend. Love it. Win over the Suns last night. 17 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 6 of 13 field, 4 of 9 from 3. Jingles is still the best 3-point shooter in the league. Absolutely love it. Absolutely crushing it. Let's see if we can get all the way through. Delhi and Thon. The Bucks didn't play last night, so they've got games on the weekend. We'll talk about that. Same with Aaron Bangers Baines. Andrew Bogut still at home, sitting on the couch, fucking around on Twitter. Mangok Mathiang, he's actually in town this weekend, but can't hang out with him because they fly in late and they have the early game and then fly out again. God damn it, Greensboro Swarm, killing me. And how about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Nope. Oh, Dante's back. Win over the Suns. Dante Exum plays 14 minutes, 10 points in his return. Double figures, baby. 3 of 7 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Looked amazing. Looks like he's bulked up as well. Looks like a fucking brick shithouse now. I love it. I'm so excited for more Dante Exum in the second half of this year. Dude, I could barely contain my excitement. I was so fucking stoked watching this game. I mean, I'm watching this fucking Jazz beat the shit out of the Suns just so I could watch Dante Exum. Great. Loved it. On you, Dante. Had this great little floater in the key as well that was beautiful to watch. Come on, Dante. Love this. I love that we've got Dante and Joe on the same team. The final part of Australian Play Watch, how's Kyrie doing? Yeah, look. Still sitting out with that knee. Reckon he'll just rest it for a week. And you know what? It's Friday, so let's add to our Luke Longley All-Stars, shall we? Detlef Schrempf. Oh, look, we usually have champions, but Detlef Schrempf was a budding superstar. Dallas and Indy, and then was traded to Seattle. Played the perfect role-playing role. Third fiddle behind Payton and Kemp in Seattle when they went to the finals in a mess of Western Conference Finals. Averaged 19 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 6 rebounds in Indy. And then had to fit in with the Sonics. That's pretty hard, man. It's a hard fucking ask. But then goes to the Sonics and he's aged 30 to 36 years, averages 16 points, 6.3 rebounds and 4 assists. It was the perfect German gap filler with the Sonics. I loved it. Look, I'm a Sonics fan. I grew up a Sonics fan. I still love the Sonics. Bring back the fucking Sonics. Love me some Detlef Schrempf. The best part, though, moved down the road from Seattle and went into true Luke Longley mode with the nascent Jailblazers, who, let's face it, screwed themselves out of a title in 2000 by shitting the bed in Game 7 against the Lakers. But a 37-38 German sage on the bench, he was perfect. It was awesome. I love that he had like the weird little extra tidbit on the end of his career. Thing is, he might have been too good, but the Luke Longley All-Stars are more about role and fitting in and kicking ass. And that's what Detlef Schrempf did in spades. Plus, he looked like Guile from Street Fighter, and that was really cool. All right, let's get to the game previews for the weekend, the Patty Mills Game Day Inspiration Board, right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. All right, man, the Patty Mills Game Day Ball, Game Day Inspiration Board. What's Patty Mills got to say today? Nothing. Come on, Patty, you got to update the Inspiration Board. I need some inspiration, baby. All right, it's time for the game previews then for all 21 games on the weekend. Are you ready?
Game previews. Game previews.
Oh, is that inadvertent, Bane?
I wondered who would win on Friday. The Nets or the Sixers?
The Nets at Sixers. Inadvertent Bane is the best. Got six games on Friday. Nets at Sixers. Jahlil Okafor and Nick Stauskas.
Nick Stauskas.
Revenge games. I don't know. Jahlil's not even seeing the floor and Stauskas is a spud. So I think Simone and Embiid are crushing it. Sixers definitely win that one. Celtics at Magic. Well, I'm not entirely sure we should call them the Boston Celtics. Can we call them the main Red Claws? Because that's basically what they fucking are at the moment, huh? No Jaylen Brown, no Kyrie Irving, no Gordon Hayward, no Al Horford. Jesus, you got two starters on the Celtics team and then a bunch of G-Leaguers and Terry Rose. Hey, rough. Thing is, they'll probably still beat the Magic. What do you reckon? It's a tough one. Celtics went toe-to-toe with the Wiz. Magic? I don't know. I think the Magic might pull this one out and surprise people. Dallas at Raps. Raps have won 10 straight. Now it's going to be 11 because Dallas is shit. Clippers at Thunder. Oh, this is tasty. Playoff ramifications in this. The Thunder, they're currently fourth. Clippers in ninth. Two wins behind the Spurs. Thunder need to win this one. They've got a rough schedule the rest of the way and need to bank a couple of wins against teams like the Clippers and shit who are chasing them, if only to get the old double win where it's you knock an extra loss onto one of the teams below you and you don't add one to yours. I love it. So Thunder 41-29 and the Clips 37-30. So see, it's fucking close, man. So I think the Thunder win this. I think the Clips are just going to go through a bit of a swoon here. Kings at Warriors. Oh, did you see that there might be no Kevin Durant in this game? It's a bit weird. He's questionable with sore ribs. The best thing is he went through a normal practice, had a patch on his ribs, and look, he's the only dude playing for the fucking Warriors at the moment. Steph's out with his right ankle. Klay's out with his right thumb. Draymond has got a sore shoulder. And David West has got a right arm cyst, which is fucking weird. West's probable for this one. Green is expected to play. KD might sit it out. It's the Kings, though, so they'll probably fucking win it. But you know what time it is? Swaggy P time! Give me that Swaggy P. What do you reckon, Stephen A. Smith? Oh, Lord. I don't know, man. Let's see Swaggy P. Let's just get him to 50. Can we get Swaggy P to 50? Come on, Warriors. Let's do it. All right. Heat at Lakers is the last game tonight. Oh, the old-timey Shaq Bowl. Pretty good game on the sly as well. Heat versus Lakers. Heat are weirdly up and down. The Lakers are crushing it since LeVar Ball said Luke Walton had lost the team. They are 20-10 since LeVar started running his mouth. The Heat, I don't know. There's just something weird and off about them, though. They just can't get into like any sort of a groove. They're 6-4 in their last 10, but they've lost two straight. I think the Lakers might win this. I'll tell you. All right, Saturday, we've got 11 games. Oh, it's a lot. Bring it on. So, Hawks and Bucks. Greek Freak needs to kill them. The Bucks need to take care of business because they're only a half game up on the Heat in 7th. They really just need to keep on fucking winning. And the Hawks, look, they're just like, dudes, hey, we don't want to win. The Bucks are like, hey, man, we blow games all the time. So who knows what's going to happen. The Bucks lost to the fucking Magic the other day. Come on. So they're going to beat the Hawks. They are, and they will. Pacers at Wiz. Oh, more playoff ramifications. 3-5 in the East. I think the Pacers bounce back from their loss to the Raps and beat the Wiz in this one. Rockets at Pelicans. Pelicans are stumbling just a little bit. Bits. Just a hint there. Lose to the Spurs. Now they play the Rockets. It's a rough one, man. Rockets are killing it. I think they probably beat the Pelicans, even if it's in New Orleans. Hornets at Knicks. Hornets. Hey, Knicks going to keep losing. That's going to be 10 straight. Mavs at Nets. Oh, shit. Might go to this one because tickets will be like $8 and see Dirk for the last time. Maybe. I reckon the Nets might win that one as well. Mavs. I don't know. They're not trying to lose too hard, but they really should be. Weird. Give me the Nets. Cavs at Bulls. Man, how stoked are the Cavs that they get the Bulls right now, having lost 3 of 4, and the Bulls just like, God damn it, how did we win against the fucking Grizz? What are we doing? Good job, Cavs, to get a smash them. Nugs at Grizz. Actually, the same goes to the Nugs. Stoked they get the get right Grizz right now. They've lost 19 straight, the old Grizz. The Nugs need another win to keep them basically on pace with the Jazz and Spurs at the end of the West playoffs. Wolves and Spurs, speaking of which, holy shit. This would have been good. But no one important is playing. LaMarcus Aldridge, ugh. We've got Big Cat versus LaMarcus Aldridge, basically. No Jimmy Butler, no Kawhi Leonard. God damn it, that sucks. This could have been awesome Wolves at Spurs, but oh well. Give me the Wolves. I think they still beat them. Kings at Jazz. Jazz going to get this win streak up to 9. Kick the crap out of the Kings on a back-to-back. Warriors at Suns. I reckon the coward Kevin Durant sits this one out as well. I mean, why not? It's the fucking Suns, mate. Draymond can probably take care of that. Give me the Warriors. Pistons at Blazers. Hey, Blazers going to kill Blake and Andre. Get to 12 straight. Come on, Blazers. And then on Sunday, we've got 4 games. Thunders at Raptors. Pretty good. Thing is, that's the Thunder coming in to Toronto on a Saturday. Toronto nightlife remains undefeated. Melo be like, hey man, let me show you my Toronto. And Drake. And Drake's like, hey guys, let's party. And then the Thunder roll into the arena without having slept. So the Raptors win that. It's like a 1 p.m. game too. So you can best believe the Raptors win that one. Celtics at Pelicans. Oh, it's an important game for both, but I'm pretty sure the Pelicans win that. Sorry, Celtics. Just a bit. Ugh, too many injuries, man. Rockets at Wolves. Oh, this is fucking good too. We've got some really good games on Sunday. Thunder Raptors, Celtics, Pelicans, Rockets, Wolves. Both on a back-to-back. This is a stupid idea. But it's Big Cat versus Fast Jimmy Harden. Hopefully we'll get this in the playoffs. Give me the Rockets. And then the final game, Blazers at Clippers. Oh, what a great way to end the weekend. Tobias and DeAndre and Lou Will versus Dame and CJ and Nurk on a back-to-back. Trying to get that win streak to 13. And I think the Blazers do it. And you know what? That'll do us for today. Oh, crushed it. NBA Australia, what a fun Friday episode that was. We'll be back on Monday. We've got a great question from a very, very loyal NBA Australia follower. So look, it's going to be an awesome one. Carson Maddox is all out there going, hey, Aussie NBA champion and their legend in a 2-on-2 tournament. We're going to flesh this one out. We're going to do it over Monday, Tuesday. Everyone's fucking losing their minds over brackets and March Madness. We're going to do our own little Aussie NBA champ and legends bracket across Monday, Tuesday next week. So thanks, Carson. That shit is going to be fucking awesome. I'm stoked. So that'll give you something to listen to next week, eh? I love it. So we're back Monday for more ridiculousness and that awesome bracket challenge. Follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Keep up with the old NBA Australia. Never forget, we had Mark Bradke yesterday. Absolute classic. It's his career high. 8 points, 10 rebounds. Smashing at the Tigers legend. So don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play. Tell a mate if they like basketball. Oi, are you listening to NBA Australia? It's a fucking pisser, you dickhead. And why not review and rate us while you're at it too? Come on. Help us out. More people listen, the more fun it is. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band though, House Hats. Best band in Australia. Their new song Stop is an absolute corker. Go request that on Triple J. Extra special thanks to legends at Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Give them a smash. And that's it. It's been a fun-ass week. Thanks for listening. Stick around for a very special episode of Cooking with Bainesy. It's always a great one. And we will catch you next week. Have a great weekend, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Harzon.
Cooking with Bainesy is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
And now it's time for Cooking with Bainesy. G'day. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Bainesy. Well, Baines, I guess. And in this here episode, we're going to cook up a bloody treat. I'm going to show you what every red-blooded man needs to know how to cook when he's had a Sheila over for a sleepover. It's a bloody good old-fashioned Bangers Brekkie. That's right, love me a Bangers Brekkie. I cook this every day and on special occasions to keep up this physique. Like, the missus gets up on the weekend, she gets it on the weekend too, so it's a bit special, eh? She's like, what's for brekkie, you dickhead? And I'm like, it's a Bangers Brekkie. And she fucking loves it, mate, because it's the perfect brekkie, I'll tell you. So, bloody simple, mate. All you're going to do is go down to your soupy, buy some eggs, buy a couple of tomatoes, buy some bacon, some mushies, some spinach, And the crucial ingredient, a tin of baked beans. Now, while you're there, grab a nice loaf of bread too. You can even go over to the Vietnamese baker if you want. They've always got a good one. Then you go down to the butcher, say good day to Sai, and get a couple of links of tasty pork sausage, eh? And you're good to go. Now, get back in your kitchen. Now, get your skillet. Every man needs a skillet. You know what they call a man without a cast iron skillet? A woman. Now, put her on the heat. Cut up your mushies, cut up your tomatoes, fang a bit of oil on your skillet there, then throw your bloody bangers on, throw your bacon on there, and then chuck your mushies and your tomatoes in your skillet to get it all started. Oh, look at that. How good is that looking? All right, now crack a couple eggs, chuck them in there. Oh, how good is it you can do this all in one pan, mate? Love it. And chuck your toast on. Don't forget about your toast. Now, just let it all bloody cook for a second. Maybe crack a brekkie tin if you feel like it. Now, throw your spinach in there. It's all loose. Just throw her in a corner. Just throw the spinach in a corner and grab a little dish, just like a little pansy dish for your baked beans. Put a bit in there. Sit that in your skillet. Let her cook. And then, bam. Smells bloody beautiful, doesn't it? So, butter up your toast. Then, bloody get your skillet and just scrape it all onto your plate. And voila! Bob's your bloody uncle. An absolute bloody ripper of a banger's beans brekkie. I love it. It's a bloody corker and it's easy as piss. Best part is, have a brekkie tin with it and it's a breakfast of bloody champions, mate. None of that bloody Weet-Bix muck, I'll tell ya. It's a breakfast to get your blood racing and your Sheila will love ya. Alright, how easy was that? Love it. Awesome. So tune in next week for a new recipe and we'll see you on the next episode of Cooking with Bainesy.